Most people watching next month's total solar eclipse will only need those special little glasses to protect your eyes. Those are essential. But outdoor groups are warning that if you plan to watch from a wild place, like a mountaintop, you need more equipment and preparation to be safe. That's especially true in the Northeast, where conditions on April 8th could still be wintry. NPR's Brian Mann reports from northern New York.
Ben Brasso with the Adirondack Mountain Club walks along the shore of Heart Lake near Lake Placid. There's still ice on the water and on the forest trail.
We know that local officials are estimating about 170,000 visitors between, you know, the western edge of the Adirondack Park and the eastern edge.
That's a lot of people flocking on one day to one of the wildest places in the eastern U.S. Big crowds are also expected in the White Mountains of New Hampshire and the Green Mountains of Vermont. Which is cool, Brasso says, but there's concern that a lot of eclipse watchers won't be ready.
So they come here looking for that adventure, which is fantastic. But what folks aren't always prepared for is sometimes the remoteness and the trail conditions. It's rugged here.
This month, New York State Forest Rangers posted video on social media of a recent rescue in these mountains. Up high, it was freezing cold with blizzards. In the video, Forest Ranger David Nally described conditions.
This time of year, it's tough because you have to be ready for 3 feet of snow. You have to be ready for ice. You have to be prepared for mud. So it's a tough time of year to be in the woods, for sure.
That's what adventurous eclipse watchers could face on April 8th. Brasso with the Adirondack Mountain Club warns that first responders could be overwhelmed if a lot of people get in trouble at the same time.
If I slip and fall and twist my ankle, it's going to be a long time until someone rescues me. Do I have enough layers to stay warm? Do I have enough food to stay comfortable?
So those are two basic tips if you do plan to watch the eclipse in a wild place. Also, bring light, a headlamp, or a good flashlight, and tell someone exactly where you're going. If you plan to watch from a boat, remember, even if it's a warm spring day, water temperatures could still be treacherously cold. For more guidance, I checked in with Scott Van Lair, who was a forest ranger in the Adirondacks for 25 years. He says it's great. A lot of people will get outdoors for the eclipse.
I'm really excited for it. Personally, I feel like it's going to be like the busiest day of the year.
But Van Lair, who now manages a 40-mile network of rugged hiking and ski trails north of Lake Placid, agrees that people often show up in wild places without the right knowledge or gear. His biggest advice is stay off remote mountain trails during the eclipse. Across the Northeast, outdoor groups and state officials are urging people to watch from places that don't put them at risk. They point out many trailheads are reached by narrow, winding roads that can be treacherous in mud season. If you do decide to watch from a summit, Van Lair says you have to prepare for winter, even if it feels like spring.
If you're going to go into the backcountry, into the wilderness, what you see in the front country is not what you're going to have in the back country.
It's easy to understand why some people want to experience the eclipse in a wild place. On nearby St. Regis Mountain, there are amazing views of sky and distant peaks. But Van Lair's right. Up high, the spring-like weather gives way to a raw winter wind and a trail covered in deep snow. Brian Mann, NPR News in New York's Adirondack Mountains.